Hello, welcome to the Game Slate Podcast, episode 105. I'm Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
And today, it's April Fool's Day.
But we're not inventive enough to come up with our own jokes, so we're just going to focus on some other people's.
Well, also the fact the whole production delay.
Yeah, we'll be posting this on, like, Tuesday or Wednesday, so then it's not April Fool's Day, and then the joke's completely pointless.
Yeah, and then we just look like asses.
Well, actually, most webcomics that put up April Fool's jokes are asses anyways. Because typically it's the, hey, look, I'm not doing this comic anymore. Fooled you!
Except in the case of, What's This Fish from Mega Tokyo, where it's, I'm not putting up this comic anymore unless you buy me another PlayStation. No, I'm actually serious, guys.
He's kind of a dick. Anywho, so...
Page updates are like one every...
2 months?
If that
is a worse update schedule than VG Cats.
Yeah, and the comic takes over like 5 seconds of time, basically. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the story is just like, takes like 200 comics for like a minute of dialogue to take place.
Yeah, his comic standard is not very good for telling a long form story like he's doing. He really needs to do, you know, daily updates to keep people interested. Personal opinion. Anywho, so, let's go ahead, let's start with Blizzards. I looked at them a little bit. I didn't think they were as good as previous years, but what did you guys think?
Honestly, I kind of want, Westfall Trail.
I think they're playing from the nostalgia angle. Like, very, very much. Like, old school computer games that you remember playing when you were, like, under the age of 10.
Yeah, the little flash animations kind of make a lot of the jokes in some of them. Especially, like, the
StarCraft Supply Depot?
No, the typing one.
Oh, yeah, the typing one. Zergling teaches typing!
Because, like, you go and you type out this, like, four-letter Zergling word, like, brrk or something. And then, it spends, like,
five minutes
or something with, like, fireworks going off and your score going up.
And the little Zergling who's teaching the typing is getting annoyed because he wants to continue on.
Okay, I guess we'll have to go back and look through that again. And then there was also something with Deckard Cain.
Where in Sanctuary is Deckard Cain? Which I didn't get to watch. I don't remember if there was a flash.
There wasn't a flash. There was just, like, a old school screen capture, 8-bit glory.
Okay.
Or maybe it was 32-bit.
Well, one of my favorite video game ones that I've seen today was the one for Star Wars The Old Republic. Live the Droid Experience, where you basically get to do mini-games playing as the droid that takes care of your ship. Mini-games such as window washing, room repainting, chair stuffing, meal preparation.
It's real life as a droid.
Exactly, and you have, instead of social points, you have etiquette points, which you use in order to, you know, increase what your droid can do. Their example on this one, honestly, was kind of bad. They used him getting his Mac on with a female droid. And then they also had a
in-game... Super Star Wars!
In-game arcade of Super Star Wars.
I have Super Star Wars and Super Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi, all from my Super NES.
The funny thing is that there wasn't actually a regular Return of the Jedi ever, because those games were kind of coming out at the time of the NES-SNES transition, and so there was, you know, a regular Star Wars game and a Super Star Wars that came out not too far apart, the same with Empire. But then by the point that they put out the Return of the Jedi one, they're just kind of like, you know what, NES is done.
And then the last thing you can do with the... is if you get all your etiquette points to maximum, your droid becomes the main character of the story, and your original character serves the droid. I was playing this morning, and I hadn't paid too much, and I was looking in guild chat, like, you know, BioWare almost actually had me on this one until I looked at the date. Let's see, and then onto a site that mainly uses some April Fools as a test bed for new products. We have ThinkGeek. Now, we have the stuff that's not going to happen, like the Keurig K-Cup 5-star meals, where you can make donuts, salad, hot wings.
That doesn't even make sense.
Let's see,
how do you make donuts with nothing but hot water and some mystery pouch?
They had very many interesting trials in order to get that just right. So they had 5 total different K-Cups. Then we have one that could actually possibly happen rather easily, the Minecraft Marshmallow Creeps.
Oh, I don't like marshmallows, so I don't really like peeps, so that just makes it even worse.
Star Trek Inflatable Captain's Chair.
That one I see happening really easily.
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
We have another one that I could see happening pretty easily. The Star Wars Admiral Akbar Singing Bass.
What do you have it do aside from saying it's a trap? That has nothing to do with Akbar!
Hey, that's what
he wasn't even in that Star Wars!
That's what they did in the video, is they had Darth Vader sitting there listening to that, and then at the end he goes, "It's a trap!" Followed by Vader saying that they can't repel hilariousness of this magnitude. At least in the little video, that's what they
These are worse than my jokes, people.
Then there's the Technomancer Digital Wizard Hoodie, which does different lighting and sound effects based on how you move your arms in the hood.
I'm a wizard!
That one I could see happening.
You're a wizard, Ari.
Electronic Hungry Hungry Hippos for iPad, where basically you put your iPad in a base thing, and then the hippos are, you know, actual hippos like from the board game. Let's see. Game of Thrones Fire and Blood Perfume. Barbie Digital Fashion Styling Head for iPad. So basically it's a Barbie head you put the iPad into and then you can do her makeup apparently. Let's see.
Free shrugs.
Instead of hugs, free shrugs.
Yes, I understand the joke.
And then lastly, we have the Skylon Electronic Dragon Shout Hoodie.
It shouts.
Fusroda.
Yeah.
Which is basically...
Basically, there are words of power in Skyrim.
Yeah, I know that. Like,
explode things.
Yeah. Really, we need to put that in a hoodie that, you know, expounds it out every so often.
Well, it also looks like the Skyrim armor.
That doesn't bother me so much. It's the fact that the armor, you know, my hoodie is screaming out stuff.
Actually, I figured it looks like it does all 20 dragon shouts.
Oh, that's... Sometimes people wonder why, you know, geeks wonder sometimes why they can't, you know, never get the
show. Or quadruple A batteries. Okay, that's kind of actually funny, just because it's like, wait a minute, there's too many A's there.
That's not near that. I actually find that one less bad than the Admiral Akbar Singing Bass. Let's see, what was theirs? 6C batteries.
Those actually exist.
Yes, but could you imagine putting 6C batteries in something anymore?
Oh, no. Really, but
that's why I said
it's kind of funny. One of those giant mag lights. I think those actually take D batteries.
Those take Ds. And I think it's only like 3 or 4 of them. And those double as a club.
Yes, I know. They're a police baton.
I think they've also proved that those can be run over by most 16-wheel semi-trucks. And you can still use it afterwards. Those things are made out of the same stuff I think they make tanks out of. A lightsaber would have a hard time going through that.
The lightsaber's made of plasma! What do you...
Yeah, they actually do have stuff. They actually do have a special material that lightsabers can't go through.
You mean in the books? Like, extended universe stuff?
Also in the SWTOR.
Yeah, it's like the Kretosis or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Hey, the extended universe is canon.
To who?
Not to Lucas! At least the books aren't.
Yeah, but look at what Lucas has given us lately. Do we really
want to think about this stuff? Ever since the episode 1 came out, I was like, you know, I think that the stuff these random people wrote is a lot better than what's coming out of your butt, Lucas.
And then the last thing that we found interesting was the Razor Snake Eyes, which basically gives you a HUD and kind of like Terminator or Predator scanner system.
Well, it's almost as if you spent your whole time walking around with your Google goggles up. But also that it was more like video game where it's like, you know, it's like, here, pick a dialogue to use in this case.
What is going on? That person looks angry. What are your options?
Let's see.
What the crap, intern? Why is my feed sack both empty and sitting on your desk?
Let's see. Regular answers. I assumed it was mine.
Feels good, bro.
Or the, you know, let's Mass see. Effect good and evil options. Let us share my flaming hot tweaky as equals or... Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins! But it does more than just give you conversation options. It also gives you your objectives, such in a easy-to-organize quest list.
I kind of actually wish I had that, because I have so much trouble remembering what I need to get done sometimes.
So you already have a quest list. It's called my ticket log. It's like, okay, what was I doing on this one? Why do I need to contact this person? Why haven't they contacted me in a month? You would think if it was actually an issue, they would be able to call me back.
Yeah. Or just say, oh, I got it worked out or something.
Exactly. You know, I cannot tell you how many times we've just like, so, did this work? Did this work? Did this work? Did this work? Month later, oh yeah, it's working now. You couldn't have taken 30 seconds to hit the reply button and type, it's working in an email. And then they also have the NCS, Nutrient Crafting System, which will tell you how delicious something is. And, you know, apparently whether or not it's forbidden or not.
Oh, one other funny thing, which is sort of April Fool's Day related, is Science Friday from Public Radio does their joke podcast on this past Friday, which is, if you like, you know, science jokes and some real groaners, is really worth listening to. So it's just, Zelda Queen, would you like to hear a joke about sodium hypobromate?
Nah, bro.
N-A-B-R-O, as in sodium, N-A.
I got it.
Yeah.
I'm just like... So anyhow, that's pretty much all I have for the April Fool's stuff that I looked up so far. So what have you guys been doing in the past 2 weeks?
We have not done a lot of geeky things. We've been watching How I Met Your Mother, like, obsessively, because I think it's been on Netflix for a while, and we just found it, and we're just like, must watch it all. Neil Patrick Harris is singing again!
There's just some really good moments, and it's kind of geeky, too, because we're talking about lightsabers, and all of a sudden I was thinking about Marshall, and he was thinking about Thanksgiving, and, like, 2 to 3 years, they're going to have lightsabers, and he's all wow, wow, wow with his lightsabers, and he's going to carve up the turkey, and he's telling everybody at the table to get their goggles on.
Why would you make that mess with a lightsaber? I don't think it'd really, you know, do that much of a spread when going through with the turkey.
I don't know.
I think it was more of him trying to go, I don't know.
I wouldn't worry about overcooking the turkey right when you cut it, though.
Yeah, I might kind of sear it a bit.
Yeah. The whole cauterizing thing.
Yeah.
Kind of like the little toaster knife from Hitchhiker's Guide movie. Yeah.
I started watching a series. What did I start watching?
Let's see, I was watching...
It's that one with Todd Haberkorn.
Yeah, there's a lot of time. Oh, yeah,
that narrows it down. That doesn't, yes, that doesn't help at all.
Chrome Shell Regius. It's a sci-fi anime. It was on Netflix. I was like, why not? I'm just going to go start going through and picking random ones out of here. I have no idea what they're about. At least it's been interesting so far. I've enjoyed watching it.
That's the best way, actually, probably to get interested in new series, is just pick one you've never heard of before.
I mean, it's average. I mean, there's nothing, like, super great, wonderful about it, but I don't feel it's nearly as bad as when I was watching Tears.
Tears to Tiara?
Yeah. That one made me, especially at the end, when they're all like, Arthur Pendragon, I'm like, ugh. I'm like, come on, guys, we could have done this a little bit better. But the only thing is, what is it, Contaminoids? Like, what's a terrible name for... alien race thing, but it's even crazy alien race. They're like, I can't figure out yet if they're bugs or lizards or what they are, but they're little ones and there's big ones, and the little ones all look like bugs, but then the big ones all look like lizard dragon things, and nobody explains what happened to the world. It just is sort of this way, and you just deal with it. There's no backstory.
Okay.
But the animation's clean, and Todd Haberkord and a few of the other guy who plays the opposite twin, too, and are on High School Host Club's one of the main lead characters and such. So, I'm like, it's an Oran High School Host Club reunion! But it was fun. I had fun. I've been having fun watching it. I'm like halfway through, so.
Cool.
To the end. And we watched Legend of Korra.
The first two episodes?
Yes.
Yeah, I am liking it so far. It's following the same formula I think the original Avatar did, of the, that was funny, but I still have the sense that this is actually something important that they're trying to get done here.
man, it's like watching the, I was talking to my friends, like, they're just, you know, saying, ha ha ha, look what we could do animation wise. I mean, the animation was slick. It was, especially a lot of the action sequences, they were very fluid, very well done, you know, to capture the action, but not be too, like, what's going on here, because sometimes it's hard with action sequences.
Yeah, yeah, Mr. Rampage here informed me that he went on a 48-hour bender and watched the entire first three seasons of Avatar.
Sounds like my brother. We asked him to cat set, and I think he watched the whole series.
Yeah.
Actually, getting towards the end, in addition to the sleep deprivation, I was thinking I could beer bend for a while. That was a little weird.
What purpose does beer bending even serve?
If I could, you know, just grab everything and make beer as bending, that would be great.
Yes, I mean, you can't make the yeast be faster, though.
You can, it's magical, Jim. Magical. So it can do whatever I want it to do.
I can open beer bottles just by waving my hands.
That brought us to the subject of it would be better if it was alcohol bending, because then you could mix drinks without having to use any cups or glasses.
Imagine being a bartender.
Open wide!
Kung fu bartending.
I mean, it's all just water bending. It'd almost essentially be water bending, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But for some reason, his only worked on beer.
I'm just excited. I'm excited. I feel bad, though, because I'm like, Dad, I don't have cable.
Well, I'll record them on DVR and then say it and then not delete them.
Because we figure out if we have to ask you or my parents.
Well, since I'll be watching it anyway.
Like, save them for us. Otherwise, we gotta wait. I don't like waiting.
We're not very good at waiting in this generation. Well, unless we're waiting for a video game to come out.
Does Nickelodeon even put stuff on Netflix?
Well, Avatar's up Avatar there.
Oh, I get...
there is stuff up there. It's just, you know, generally waiting. I mean, it might be out faster on Hulu or something, which we should maybe try doing, but...
Because they never put any of the stuff, like, in the old, like, Nicktoon stuff really up, have they?
Rocko's Modern Life's on there.
Why haven't I been watching this?
I don't know!
So, yeah. It's all good. And then... Recently, I did it. I wrote up a thing on the guests that are going to be at Comic-Con for Denver Comic-Con, and I came to a realization: I'm more interested in the voice actors than I am in the TV actors.
Well, who did they got? I haven't been paying attention because I'm like, man, if I look now, it's just going to make me sad later.
Wish you could go.
Well, like, yeah, I can't afford more at one con.
They have the guy that basically has been a part of almost every single Batman movie since the 70s as, you know, producer or something like that.
Really? There's been one singular guy who's been involved in every project?
A lot of them, yeah. He's basically the guy that spearheaded getting the Batman movies made. Then there's the dude that was both Stimpy and Fry, as far as, like, Stimpy and Ren and Stimpy, and he was Fry in Futurama.
Oh,
he did this. The same dude did that voice.
What's
he
also his name? Did
it's
West, isn't it something?
Billy West.
Billy West.
Yeah, he also did Bugs Bunny.
I had no idea that he was Stimpy. I mean, I knew he's like half of the cast on Futurama
because yeah, he's also Zoidberg
and Professor. Farnsworth. Yeah, and
those are the three.
Some other various ones, I think.
He was also Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd in Space Jam. Then there's the guy that created Gargoyles and the majority of the Disney cartoons I watched as a child. Did Jim not like Gargoyles?
No, I want to see. I want to talk to this person and be like, all praise to you, great creator of fun things from my childhood.
I know, it's like, I read everything he did, it's like, I read everything he did that I put in my article, it's like, this guy, even though I didn't know at the time, apparently had a very major part in my childhood. Because he did Darkwing Duck. He did the Tailspin movie. No, he did. Yeah, it was a Tailspin movie. He also, I think he
worked. Wait, there was a Tailspin movie?
Yes, there was a movie.
I do not recall this. It wasn't like a theater movie, was it?
No.
No.
It was just a, you know.
Let's see. He did Darkwing Duck, Gummy Bears, Tailspin, Bonkers, Raw Tunage, DuckTales the movie, that's what it was. Okay. Aladdin the series, The Mighty Ducks, and he's also did the Men in Black animated series, Disney's Hercules, Big Guy and Rusty the Boy Robot, Buzz Lightyear of Star Command, The Mummy, Kim Possible, The Batman, Ben 10, and Batman the Brave and the Bold.
Wait, is that The Mummy, like, animated series?
Yeah, okay. There was an animated Mummy.
And I did not actually know that.
He is at, and now he's currently working on Young Justice for Cartoon Network. So, this guy's done a lot.
He's done a lot of good stuff. Oh, yeah.
Greg Weisman.
Weisman.
And then, let's see. Yeah, Billy West was the dude that did Fry. Tom Kane is apparently Yoda in Star Wars, The Clone Wars. He also in Batman Arkham City as Mayor Quincy Sharp. And he's been in every single Star Wars video game to come out. So, I'm more interested in the voice actors.
Well, Greg Weisman's not a voice actor, but he's a creator. Okay.
Animated people. How about I put it that way?
Who do we got, like, is, like, I guess, live-action people?
Will Wheaton. Will Wheaton!
Are we gonna have to go?
I don't know.
At least for, like, a day.
And then Nick Gilliard, which I'm really surprised that I didn't see Rampage going to this a few weeks ago. He gave a 1.5 training session on how to actually fight like a Jedi. So, anywho, I'm looking forward to Denver Comic Con. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll go ahead and wrap up here. People can go ahead and find us at thegameslave.com, where you can now register for your own account for posting on the site and on the forums instead of as just typing it in when you go to do it. So you can reserve your own name and, hey, that's me, that's nobody else. You can also check out our store at from the link on the main site. And, yeah, you can also send us comments, questions, complaints, grievances to mail at thegameslave.com. You guys got anything you want to add?
Nope.
Nope.
All right. Well, then game on.
Game on.
Game on.